Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents where I take something from my Louisville magazine column, Smiley's Picks, and take it into the U of L studio to meet my guest and to discuss some aspect of Louisville's arts life. Once again today, my guest is a close personal friend and my successor as general director of the opera company, and that's Mr. David Roth. David, congratulations on being the only person for, I suppose, about 400 miles around who ended their last season in the black.
Oh, thank you, Thompson. And thank you for inviting me to talk about the upcoming season. Yes, we ended the third consecutive year in the black. It was not easily done this year. We certainly faced some challenges, but we are very excited with the support that we received from the community, from our patrons, from our subscribers, as we came to the end of a very, very artistically successful season, but certainly challenging season with the cancellation of the Louisville Orchestra. So it was very good news, but I guess to tag into that, none was better news than what we received in April. And that was the agreement that the Louisville Orchestra management and board reached with the Louisville Orchestra musicians in this one-year bridge agreement, guaranteeing us their partnership for the upcoming season. Mm.
The fact is that as a sort of stopgap measure, there are certain operas you can just struggle through with piano. And similarly, heaven preserve us, if the chorus were to go on strike, as they sometimes do in the big major companies, there's a handful of operas you can do. But long-term, an opera company needs its orchestra and it needs its chorus.
Absolutely. It is a piece of the art, this great fusion of the art that we call opera. Opera consists of many, many genres, from the singing to the acting to the design, the visual elements that go into it. And just as important as all of those elements is the orchestra, a live orchestra. It is absolutely inherent to the art form, and we are proud to partner again with the Louisville Orchestra.
And people say, well, why don't you fall back on having tape, the way the ballet is occasionally able to do? But I think they fail to understand that the conductor and the orchestra breathe with the singers and breathe differently on different nights.
Absolutely. I couldn't have spoken it, said it better than you just did. There is an marriage in relationship between the conductor and the singers on stage that leads directly to the players in the orchestra. They breathe together, they move together. That's part of the spontaneous moment, if you will, of live theater. It cannot happen with a taped orchestration. And the excitement that occurs in the theater when those pieces are all working together, synchronized together, it is truly the reason we go to the opera, the reason we see opera in the theater.
Mm-hmm. And you've got an exciting season coming up. This is your 60th, not yours personally, but this is the 60th anniversary of Kentucky Opera, and you're opening with Tosca, then Cinderella and Don Giovanni. And before we say, oh, well, that sounds like a really sort of, you know, everyday repertory, one has to point out it's Puccini's Tosca, of course, Massenet's Cendrillon.
Which is a company premiere.
Which is a
company premiere. Has not been produced by Kentucky Opera in the past.
And that so-called war horse Don Giovanni, which I don't think has been produced here for over 20 years.
No, that's not quite correct. I think it was done early in the last decade, somewhere
was
around
it?
2002, so maybe about 10 years ago. But that will be a new production. This is a production part of our Mozart series that we are building to produce in the Brown Theater. This is a new production designed by Eric Allgaier, who designed The Marriage of Figaro. And this time we will also be designing a new costume plot. Holly Hopkins is coming in as our resident costume designer. And it'll be a whole new concept, if you will, for Don Giovanni that we are creating for this production. And sort of celebrating as an end to the 60th anniversary season, 60 years of creativity with Kentucky Opera.
You see, people would at home have every reason to ask, well, you know, there's a setup in Cincinnati, and probably another one in Indianapolis for Don Giovanni. Why don't you just rent that or borrow it and bring it down or steal it? And there are costumes of that period to be had in any one of a dozen rental plate opportunities. What's so different about having new sets and new costumes?
Well, there are two things to that. One is an artistic decision, and another is simple cost. Transportation costs right now have increased so greatly over the last 10 years, it is now a major part of any of the rental that we bring to Kentucky Opera for a production. Rental costs can usually run about $20,000 per production. We may spend that, depending on the size of the production, just on transportation costs, which almost doubles now the cost of doing a production. Once it gets up to that level, we're looking at not much more for actually producing our own production, which allows us then to address the second issue, the artistic issue, allows us to create our own concept, to artistically go in the direction, in a new direction, with the director, with the designers, and stake out sort of Kentucky Opera territory, stake out a design, a signature design for Kentucky Opera.
It's kind of like the difference between getting a suit designed for you in Savile Row or nicking into the convenience store. Not that I have anything. They're not called convenience. What are they called? Nicking into second-hand store, the welfare store, and buying an old suit.
I think there is an analogy there that can be accepted.
Let's get down to some more details. Tosca opens on September 21, and you're giving, it says here, two performances.
Well, we are doing three performances, and we're announcing that publicly. There are only two performances that we're doing on the subscription series, but because of the increase in interest in Kentucky Opera, we added a third performance of Carmen last year. We're automatically adding that third performance of Tosca this year. We're very excited about the cast. We have a truly big-voiced young cast making an appearance again. Kara Shea Thompson, who was here singing the Santuzza just 2 years
ago.
She will be coming to do Tosca with us. And a new tenor, Jonathan Burton, is coming to sing Cavaradossi. They have actually performed the role once before, sort of in a concert version, but this will be the first time fully staged for them. And then a friend of mine that I have known in the business for about 10 years, still a young baritone, but he has made Scarpia really his signature role, a very dark, sexy Scarpia. And those three are really a triumvirate for this particular production. Very exciting to have all three of them come to Louisville.
Absolutely. I can't imagine there's anyone all that overfamiliar with Rossini's Cenerentola that they're dying for a new version of it. But what do you see as the main differences between La Cenerentola, Rossini's slightly more commonly performed, shall we say, Cinderella and the French one?
Yes, and there are many, many fans of Rossini, and certainly the Barber of Seville and Cinderella are probably two of his most popular pieces and often performed. When you do it in Italian, you say Cenerentola. So Cenerentola is one of the top Rossini operas always produced around the world. This Cinderella, Cendrillon by its French name, is an exquisite piece. It's a piece that speaks as much to adults as to children. It is gorgeous, beautiful Massenet music, late 19th century French romanticism at its best. And we have in this piece three women that I'm very, very excited about making their Kentucky Opera premiere with us. Ariana Criss is coming to sing Cendrillon, a beautiful, rich mezzo-soprano. Another woman who was a young artist is coming back to make her main stage debut with us, singing the role of Prince Charming, as Massenet composed the role to be sung by a mezzo-soprano. Claire Shackleton will be joining us again. The duets, and there are two big duets in this piece, between Cinderella and Prince Charming. There is a recording out there with Nikolai Gedda and Friederike von Stade singing the duets, singing the roles. Well, they are A-list stars in every sense of that word. That music does not sail. That music doesn't have the purity of sound that it has when two mezzo-sopranos sing it together.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
It goes beyond being sultry and exquisite. There is something so exciting to hear those voices vibrate together.
That's right. I think some of these composers, guys, knew what they were doing, don't you?
Right.
Right. In the few moments left to us, let's do some numbers. What's the best number to call if I want to subscribe to Kentucky Opera?
If you want to subscribe, you simply call 502-584-4500 and ask for our patron services. Carla Given-Motes will be more than happy to help anyone subscribe. And it's the best way to guarantee your seats for this very exciting season. And I must mention one more thing. We are doing a special add-on this year. The add-on will be The Prodigal Son in honor of Benjamin Britten's 100th anniversary of his birthday. We're delighted to be producing this with Jim Reitmeier, and also delighted, Thompson, to have you back with us directing this production, which we will present in October, October 4th and 5th, at the St. Francis in the Field Church in Prospect, Kentucky.
Thanks, David. I can't mention its conflict of interest, but you can.
I can certainly mention it. And I also want to mention that that launches our contemporary opera series that we hope to build on and make a regular piece of our subscription series.
David Roth is General Director of Kentucky Opera. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thompson.